Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric evaluation that was dated 10/4/2019. Patient's name is Hazel Shigoli. First name Hazel, last name Shahgholi. Date of birth 7/26/1985. Date of evaluation 10/4/2019. New paragraph. The patient is a 37-year-old female, married for the past 5 years, employed as a copy editor for the Metro newspaper in Manhattan, comma, residing in Brooklyn during the weekdays and commutes to Long Island on the weekends, living with her husband and his family, comma, referred for medication evaluation and management of bipolar disorder, complaining of mood lability symptoms dash anxiety and depression, period. New paragraph. Ms. Shigoli reports, Shigoli, Shahgholi, reports having been under the care of a psychiatrist, comma, Daniel Crane, C-R-A-N-E, M.D. in Manhattan, prescribed on Remeron 15 milligrams HS, comma, Lamictal 100 milligrams BID, comma, and Valium 2 milligrams BID, period. She reported having been in Scotland from January to July of this year to be with her stepfather, who was ill. And at that time, had received her prescriptions from there, period. She states since being back in New York, she has been living and working in the city in a copy and editing managerial position for a newspaper in Manhattan. Period. She reports working Sunday through Thursday in the city, then comes to Long Island on the weekends, staying with her husband, who is an unemployed musician, comma, residing with his mother, period. In July of this year, she reported having been hospitalized at New York Presbyterian Hospital for 3 days for depression and anxiety attacks, and since then followed up with Dr. Yolanda Pickett, P-I-C-K-E-T-T, who continued to prescribe her on Lamictal, comma, mirtazapine, comma, having added Cogentin 1 milligram BID, period. As her husband comes to this office for psychiatric treatment, he referred her to continue her medication management here as well, period. She describes having ongoing anxiety and depressive periods, complaining of periods of initial insomnia, period. She describes her appetite as being stable. Period. She reports having panic attacks on average twice a week, period. New paragraph, past psychiatric history. The patient stated while living in Scotland in her teenage years, she had overdosed on pills when her father didn't allow her to attend Oxford University, period. She reported having been diagnosed with bipolar disorder at the age of 23, comma, exhibiting increased mood fluctuations at that time, period. She reported having been started on various psychotropics, including Lexapro, comma, trazodone, comma, lithium, comma, Depakote, comma, and carbamazepine, period. In the past, she reported having been prescribed on Latuda and Haldol, but had been allergic to these, but had developed allergic reaction to these drugs, period. She reported having been a binge drinker in the past, but doesn't use alcohol now, period. She denies usage of any illicit substances, period. She described that marijuana exacerbates her anxiety, period. New paragraph heading medical history. Patient has an allergy to Latuda, Haldol, and other antipsychotics, period. She is status post-abortion 3 weeks ago, period. She denies being on any birth control now, but reports using condoms, period. Otherwise, medical history essentially negative and non-contributory, period. New heading and paragraph, family history. Patient was born and raised in Scotland, period. She majored in literature and philosophy in college and obtained her master's degree in New York, period. Patient has one older brother who is 37 years old, period. Her biological father, whom she described as having been bipolar, though untreated, comma, died when she was in New York, period. She described him as having been an alcoholic, comma, having been verbally aggressive, comma, and died as a result of alcohol cirrhosis, period. She states her mother works in the healthcare industry and is in a new relationship, period. She described her relationship with her mother as being supportive, period. The patient denied any history of suicide in the family, period. She stated she was sexually abused by a teacher between the ages of 13 to 15 years old, period. New paragraph, mental status exam at time of evaluation revealed a 34-year-old female, casually groomed in neat attire, pleasant and cooperative, on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Speech accented, comma, normal, productive, comma, though circumstantial at times, but essentially goal-directed, period. Mood anxious, comma, describing periods of dysphoria, period. No signs, symptoms of mania, period. No evidence of any acute, overt, disordered thought processes or delusional beliefs, period. She denies suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She is awake, alert, oriented times four, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. New paragraph heading, diagnoses, F3.1.9, unspecified bipolar and related disorder, period. History of F4.1.0, panic disorder, period. New paragraph heading, recommendations, obtain consent for past medical records, period. Decrease Remeron 7.5 milligrams HS, in parentheses, patient instructed to cut her 15 milligram tabs in half, end of parentheses, period. Change Lamictal to 200 milligrams QAM, period. Continue Valium 2 milligrams BID PRN, period. Initiate Buspar 5 milligrams BID PRN, period. Information on GeneSight psychotropic pharmacogenomic testing given, period. Individual therapy referral, period. Ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs, with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, period. Discuss with patient medication risks and side effects, including common benzodiazepine, anticonvulsant, SNRI, and serotonergic side effects. Period. Discuss with patient potential for benzodiazepine tolerance and dependency issues, comma, orthostatic hypotension with increased risk for falls, comma, cognitive impairment, including potential impairment while driving, and increased risk of dementia, as per some research studies, comma, concerns over teratogenicity issues, comma, and concern over increased risk for respiratory failure if used with other sedating medications, period. Patient is to return to this office in 2 weeks, period. This is the end of dictation. I just wanted to mention, I stated that the patient was 37, but her, actually, it should start out in the beginning of it that she's a 34-year-old female, period. Thank you so much. So sorry for all those issues. Goodbye.